How would you have described yourself at that point in your life when you left school? What were you like then?
Very young for my age, and very relieved to get away from the Lees. I hadn't learnt anything, so I was very keen to start learning when there was actually something that I could do. Fairly immature and reasonably creative, I think. I never regarded myself as brilliant in the visual arts, but I would be above the middle, which meant later on that it had its good points, because if you're absolutely brilliant, as occasionally students are at drawing, they don't know how they do it. Whereas if you have to learn it, then you can also teach, because you know all the errors and you know how to overcome them. I was just eager to learn about art. Prior to that, the O-level that I had taken and just scraped through had a large ingredient of history and a large ingredient of history of architecture. And this nearly put me off art for life, because the idea, not having a memory, that somehow history was important. So I nearly gave up, although I did get through it. I mean, learning the orders of architecture, and the difference between early English and decorated and Norman and all the rest of it, I couldn't remember any of it. But I did scrape through, and it was just such a huge relief go to a place where education consisted in doing things rather than remembering them.